Why are we even calling them coping mechanism? Does it mean we will never get out of this state of depression or mental illness? Why are we coping with it?
It's because simply stress never end, and stress is part of our life. If you don't experience stress, it means that, again, you're not well.
You're dead.
You're dead, actually. Okay.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, good morning, good night, good... everything. Wherever you are, at whatever time you are listening to this episode, I hope you're doing good. I hope you're well. I hope you are healthy. I appreciate you for keeping on listening to this podcast, and I try my best to bring you the best content and the best people I can get on this platform, so that we can be able to share stories, we can be able to share some gems, some lessons, so that we can be able to keep each other on toes and to encourage each other. So, being the month in which we get to highlight or to enlighten people on matters of mental health, and I am taking this opportunity to bring to us conversations concerning mental health, stress management, depression, and all that. And I know this is a very wide topic, but I'm going to try my best with the guests I'll be having here, so that we'll be able to dissect and to weza kujua what's happening, ama we can be able to create some awareness. Hata mimi leo ni kuplace, nataka kulearn, because these are things which are creating a lot of issues in our today's world, and the state of mental health is something we need to check. So, without further ado, this is Eli, Mr. Eli. Vipi?
Poa sana.
Habari ya siku nyingi.
Ashukuru.
Nimekuwa nikikutarget ni kulete hapa kwa hii kiti, but I was looking for the topic which I needed you to come, and I think this is a very, very, very opportune time for you to be here. Karibu sana.
Asante.
Okay, tujue ama for the sake of our listeners, you know, Mr. Eli, mimi nakujua kama Eli, a close person, maybe for formalities, tujue full names.
Full naitwa Eliezer Opulu.
Opulu.
Yes.
Opulu. Nimekuomba ukuje kwa hii podcast ama for the show because of mental health and matters concerning mental health, and the reason why is because I know you have practiced as a mental health practitioner ama something, maybe nimeweka jina kubwa. This is something you studied, ama what is your line of maybe profession?
As you have said, my line of profession is on mental health, with a degree or studies in psychology. Yes.
So, hii ni kitu yenye ulikuwa passionate about, as in when you are growing up, you say, I wanted to come and do psychology ama nini? Why did you do it, ama why are you practicing it?
Okay, it's something that I came to be passionate about it just in the middle of the way. So, with time, I got to have that passion on mental health, so which I'm still passionate in until now.
All right. So how long to have you been practicing, Tusema?
I can say for the last 7 years.
Okay. So hapa tuko na bit some experience with different clients ama in the different environments. So without that, me stuck it to beat around the bush sana, because I think we need to discuss a lot about these issues. I even don't know where to start, but we will start anyway. I don't know. Nipatie mental health ni nini? Unajua tunaongelea mental health. What is mental health really?
Well, when it comes to understanding mental health, First, I would like to make us acknowledge a few things. One, everyone wants to be happy. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Secondly, everyone wants to be productive in their whichever place that they are at. Then third is everyone wants to make a positive contribution in whichever place they are, either at the workplace or possibly at the family place, just basically everywhere. So when you talk of mental health, when you say that someone has mental health, it means that this is a person when he can cope effectively with the daily stresses, because stresses are something that is normal. But now the levels whereby nafika they will come too much. So this is a person who is able to cope effectively with such stresses. And two, we say that this is a person who is able to be productive in whichever place that they are. Mm-hmm. The other thing that we say is that this person is able to make positive contribution in whichever place that they are at. Mm-hmm. Then most importantly, mm-hmm. is this person being able to realize their abilities and their potential. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. So when you break it down like that, now I start to see, because it's something people just talk about. So mental health, it's about, it's ni kama vile niseme, in my body I am healthy, I can do this and that, sijavunjika mguu ama sina homa ama sina nini, I can be able to function in the physical. So mental health is the aspect of where the mind, I guess, as you say, the mind, the mind is able to function, to process every stress and manage it like that. So that hapo sasa nimeanza kuelewa mimi kama mwanafunzi. I get to understand. So when we talk about someone who is not able to process, William, explain Ivo, all this is where we find people who have mental health issues. How do you call such people?
So the opposite of it, we call it a mental health condition. Okay. So mostly people know it as a mental health illness, or the best term to refer to them is a mental health condition. So when someone is unable to have the good mental health, you say that this person has a mental health condition. That means that possibly this person is unable to function well, is unable to cope with stress. So basically that's it.
Okay. So talking about all this, why is there a distinction between, why is it that we get to find other people being able to manage the same amount of stress ambao wengine wanashindwa ku manage the same amount of stress? Is there something someone did, ama what makes the distinction that someone is able to, because maybe they are faced with the same challenge, but someone is able to override it and someone goes under it? What makes the difference?
Well, there are many reasons to give to that. One, we can say that is how a person was brought up, because everyone was brought up in different environment. Then the other thing that I can mention in that line is the knowledge level of this particular person. Because you find that some people, they are well knowledgeable in terms of they have been able to, let's say, read or get educated on how to handle such stresses even before they face them. So for now, let me just mention those two, which I consider to be the most important when it comes to now when this person is able to manage and this other person is not able to manage. Yes.
Amazing. So I find it interesting, and I love how this conversation is going. So when you talk about someone who is exposed to information ama to knowledge, and then they are able to prepare themselves at hand before the problem surfaces. Eh? So this now is what we are talking about, is what we are calling mental health awareness. What is the center of mental health awareness as we are speaking?
Well, at the moment I can say that at least as that now, many people are becoming more aware of this topic on mental health. At least they are able to identify one or two mental health conditions. However, still there is still the current the main challenge at the moment is, yes, people are aware, but now taking the action part of it, now that's where the challenge is as at now.
So someone can know kwamba this kind of ama what does it mean people are aware but taking actions in a fast way kama gani, so that ama what is the hindrance ama what is hindering people from taking action, and those actions how do they look like?
Okay, one I can say that when it comes to like let's say the most simple thing in comes to coping mechanism, like at the moment people are aware that for example, let's say when it comes to coping stress coping mechanism, yes, people are aware that let's say abusing alcohol is harmful to their mental well-being, but you find that this same person still goes ahead to do that. I can say that when it comes to mental health, let's say wellness, it's not a one-time thing. It's something that you need to make an investment, a time investment. So find that at the moment, I don't know what people think or what they prefer. Most people prefer what can they do and whatever stress or whatever condition that they're having to end immediately or within the shortest time possible.
So you're trying to tell me that whatever I'm facing can't end immediately, I can't have a quick way of killing it. It is a process.
I can say it's a process.
It's a process, okay. So process and don't avoid it, ndugu zangu. But okay. So the action points you've mentioned about stress management and the action point watu wanaogopa ku take actions. Let me take a direction here. What are some, after we come to the action points, if let's talk about stress. What are some of the common causes of stress amongst, let's narrow down to the youth, the young people, because we are in the age of social media and all this TikTok and all that. What are some of the causes, the common causes, maybe you've been able to study, to observe, and which are bringing youth, because we have cases of people even committing suicide, young people, and they are not able to get that help, they are not able to cope. What would you say about that?
If you can allow me, let me put it on a broader perspective, not just talk about stress, but just mental health condition in general. Because again, when you talk of stress, now that goes down to whatever stage the person is at, because you find that a person who is in school experiences a different kind of stress with a person who is working and a person who is, let's say, still hustling, doing their own work. So you find that one is peer and social pressure.
Oh, okay.
That's one thing that currently is is causing a lot of young people to have mental health condition, be it stress, be it depression, be it anxiety, and other mental health condition. Then the other thing is on negative coping mechanism. So that's why that goes hand in hand with the most common one being drugs and substance abuse. Again, that's something else on its own, especially on the aspect of drug and substance abuse, because currently you find that many young people at the moment they really abuse drugs, and that negatively impacts their mental wellness. Then the other thing is on when it comes to parental and let's say caregiver support. So possibly it can go back to back then when the person was young. So you find that if there was no that good support, it means that possibly this person may have a challenge dealing with even the most simple things in their life. Then we can talk of also we cannot ignore the fact that not everyone is well knowledgeable on matters mental health. Yes, so again I can say that those are some of just a few of the causes that make young people to experience mental health conditions. Yes.
Let me focus on the aspect of drugs and substance abuse. As you have mentioned, the negative coping mechanisms. So, if I'm in a state where I feel depressed, I feel discouraged and dulled, and for me, I feel like when I am high, when I take weed, I get to a state where I elope and I feel it is helping me. So for you to convince me that this thing is not working, Ama, this thing is not the best remedy, what are you supposed to tell me? Ama, what does this drug do which you're going to tell me that it is not going to work? Hii drug ni nini yenye huwa haifanyi kunisaidia?
Like I had mentioned earlier, I mentioned that at the moment most people prefer something that can alleviate their let's say low situation fast. Say like this person is experiencing a low mood, and the person knows that when they take weed, they are going to feel high, they are going to be well, but at the end you will find that it impacts their mental wellness in several dimensions. Because one, when it comes to the usage of weed, we all know that how people start. You find that possibly the person starts when I take once a week, I'll be okay. Then you graduate to once daily, you graduate to twice a day, you graduate to three times a day, then you graduate to every other time. So one, you find that let's say financially, this person may experience some constraint because they have to divert a lot of their funds to financing that. And you find that if this young person is not is not having a stable job or a stable source of income, now the financial part will again affect their mental well-being. Then again, on the other dimension, I can talk of now when it comes to health-wise. Yes, the physical health. Yes, at the moment you are dealing with the low mood, but again this drug has an effect on your general body. Because at some point also with some drugs, they may affect the brain activities, and you may experience things like hallucinations. So again, you find that another aspect of your life has been affected. Then another thing is on in terms of getting some form of illness. Let's say when you talk of drugs and stuff, let's say alcohol. We all know that alcohol causes some the liver cirrhosis and, let's say, damage to some body organs. So you find that, yes, at the moment, you are dealing with the mood, but later on in life, we'll have to deal with this other terminal illness.
Which was caused by You trying to deal with another thing.
So you find that, again, this terminal illness will again drain you. So I can say that we can say that drugs impacts our mental well-being in different
negative ways.
In different ways.
When we talk about the different positives, as coping mechanisms, why are we even calling them coping mechanisms? Does it mean we will never get out of this state of depression or mental illness? Why are we coping with it?
It's because simply stress never end, and stress is part of our life. If you don't experience stress, it means that again you're not well.
You're dead.
You're dead, actually. Okay. So it means that yes, we acknowledge that it's part of life, and since it's part of life, we need to know how to manage them. Then okay, we find that some causes of people experience mental health conditions are things like grief. We find that again at one point now in our life you may lose something valuable, be it a person, be it something
you valued.
Something you valued. So you find that these are things that they are there. We just have to know how to cope with them. That's why we need to learn positive coping mechanism.
Nice.
Yes.
So I want us to be enlightened on the positive coping mechanisms. Which are some of these things which we can do either to feel better or to be able to cope positively, so that we are not endangering our bodies and other aspects of our lives with doing the negative coping mechanisms like drug abuse and such.
One of it I can mention is knowing your own limits, your abilities, knowing that this is what I can do, this is what I cannot do. Another thing is having a good diet. That's something that we look down upon, but you find that having a good diet, it means that you are able to have that energy to, let's say, do whatever that you are supposed to do in a particular day. And also we can talk of keeping your body active. Exercising your body, ensuring that at least you move around, taking a walk. Then again, I can say is getting to learn something about mental health, so that at least when you experience a certain situation, you can know that this is actually what I'm experiencing is this and this, and with that you can be able to let's say respond accordingly. It's like just the way we are aware of, let's say, something like malaria. You know that when I experience high fever and the shivering and like the headache, you know that this is malaria and I need to do this and this. Already you have that information at the back of your mind. So anytime you have that, you know that this is the action that I'm supposed to take. So the same applies to when it comes to matters mental health. Then another most important thing that people really look down upon is at least knowing an avenue an avenue where you can seek professional help. Because yes, you can say you can manage your stresses or other life situations well, but at times we may be overwhelmed. And now when that time reach, at least when you know a platform where you can seek professional help, it will be of great benefit to you. Then another thing is having a social support. Let's say belonging to a certain group, which let's say you meet frequently, or you can just meet and talk about issues. Also, like ensuring that there's that good support, let's say within the family system.
Friends.
Amazing. It's good how you highlight all those, and your aspect ya kwamba knowing your limits, knowing how far can I go, how far can I tolerate such and such. For me nakuanga na nini fulani, I don't like zile zinaitwa negative information. So zingine najuanga, if I take one negative information ama I stay some few minutes with someone who is negative, I know I can't spend so much time there. I need to compensate them with other three positive guys when you're watani, so that I am not weighed down with a lot of negativity and all that. And it's okay, sometimes I have to listen to people who come and complain and lament and all that. But I know I have a limit. Hey, hapa ikifika, this will start derailing me and will start pulling me down. And the aspect of finding professional help and being in good social circles, and I love all that. In terms of professional help, how are we able to fund? Because it is somehow expensive now. Going to some therapy sessions and all that, and all that, to get the professional side of it. How, what if niko kwa hiyo state na nahitaji professional help and I can't? How am I going to be helped? And I know I need that. Ama nyinyi kama therapists, how do you compensate for that? Ama, because unani encourage, come and get help. But if I can't be able to. And I guess some of the people are discouraged because of that.
Okay, well, on that, I would like to start at a point whereby I would like us to take our mental health to be at the same, at equal measures as our physical health. When you are physically sick, you will do whatever you can. To get to go to a physician and they attend to you. Even if they tell you that you need to do a scan that is worth, let's say, 10,000, you will go out of your way to get that amount so that you can get that attention. But now the current situation is that when it comes to mental health, you find that we don't take it that serious. We don't give it that much consideration. Let's say when you're told that seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist, it will cost you, let's say, around 3,000, 4,000. You will say that's too much and you will forego that, not knowing that you need mental health help. So you will forego that, and let's say your mental health condition will worsen. But now when you take it with the same seriousness that we do, when you are addressing our physical health, it means that again, when you have a mental health condition and you need to seek professional help, you will go out of your way to ensure that you get that particular amount and go and seek the professional help that you need. So it's a matter of us changing our mentality.
Okay.
and knowing that our physical health is as important, our mental health is as important as our physical health. And with that, I don't think we'll see that barrier when it comes to you seeking mental health support. Yes.
Nice. When you talk about Sasa, being able to analyze and being able to acknowledge that your mental health is as important as our physical health. For example, mimi niko na this health cover, which is covering my physical health and all that. How much am I covered? Ama, how much has, kama mfano, kama NHIF, does it take care of some of these things about mental health? Ama, some other insurance companies ambazo zinaangalia mambo ya health, have they incorporated this? Ama, is there any slot in them?
Yes, they do. They do cover. Mm. It's only that you need to check with your insurance, and inquire from them, like because in every insurance there are different packages, so you need to check with your insurance, and ask them whether the package that we are using, it covers mental health. So yes, the insurance, they do cover mental health. Yes.
Amazing.